Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 1, we were taught that as Christian parents, we need to be careful to train our children to serve the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Might be a parent. Are you raising your child in the fear and the admonition of the Lord? What do they know about faith, that is, doctrine and service? Can they see a zeal within you, or do they often hear a critical attitude towards people and ministries of the church? You see, we've got to learn to walk in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit on a daily basis. Maybe God's bringing someone to your mind. Someone. You need to seek God's power to help them to do right. Whether they're a relative, whether they're a friend. Invested time will never be a loss, and you may not know that until you enter eternity. Well, let's continue now with verse 7. For there it says, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See, the reason we don't want to take that person under our wing is because the devil puts fear. What's going to happen to your family? They're going to get upset with you. They're not going to want anything to do with you and your family. You're going to lose your family over this. Now, in this chapter, as we have looked at it so far, we're seeing some introductory comments, but I think that we're already getting into it. There are theologians that take verses 3 through 14 as one paragraph in the Greek in which it was originally written. Now, the young preacher Timothy, as he's been reminded, he's been told by this Paul, this old preacher of the faith, how he prays for him. He talks to him about the faith, Bible doctrine, taught to him by his grandmother and mother. And he talks to him about the gift of God upon him, and it must be stirred up, as this was the purpose for the laying on of the hands. And see, sometimes as preachers, we want to give up on a younger preacher. Sometimes as adults and older Christians, we want to give up on a younger Christian because they get so caught up with the things of this life and well, this is the only way to do it. This is technology. Hey, you got to get into this century. You just keep praying for them. You just keep instructing them from the Word of God. I'm reminded of the story of a young man who heard his father's will being read. And the father's will stated this: to my son, I leave the pleasure of earning a living. For 25 years, he thought the pleasure was all mine. Now, it is his. Well, I can see some going home to change your will after this program or calling your lawyer, what have you. But here is the Apostle Paul. And okay, I've served the Lord in front of you. Now I need you to pick up the ball. I need you to run with the ball. I feel often that myself and my generation dropped the ball. Now I want to help another generation to pick it up and run with it. Now God's good gifts. And notice he gives good things in the plural. And we're first told what he doesn't give. He doesn't give fear. You know, the word fear in the Greek form means cowardice, timidity, fearfulness. it's rightly translated fear because this word is inclusive in this context of cowardice, timidity, and fearfulness. These are areas in which Christians often fight a losing battle in the spiritual realm. There are areas of good fear. For example, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But this is not fear born in the carnal man. That kind of fear is born in the new man. The carnal fear that's been addressed here in verse 7 takes us away from spiritual things. It may take us to religious things, but they will not be spiritual. They will not be biblical. Biblical duty will always provoke rebellion from the flesh. That's why we read in Galatians 5:17, "For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would." Now, one distinct advantage a saved person has is that the Holy Spirit indwelling him, living there, gives him the potential to handle anything Satan and this world can throw at him. Why? Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. However, the battle with the flesh is most often an inward battle. And so, our responsibility then is never do that which quenches the Spirit, which the Bible lets us know that a Christian can do. That spirit appears sometimes cowardice concerning witnessing and a timidity in speaking up for the way of righteousness and doctrine. You know, it's not unusual for churches of our stripe to have visitation. The people used to go on visitation don't go as they used to, and boy, the numbers keep dwindling down. And, oh, we can make logical-sounding excuses for it, but the truth of the matter is that we're still not witnessing and winning souls. Now, if your church has visitation on a Thursday night, and that's the only time you try to witness to anybody, you're probably not going to be a good witness for Christ. Your life of witness should be 24/7, wherever you are. But, oh, what an encouragement it is to other believers when you go out with them. And you may even train a new believer in how to lead a soul to Christ as they see it in action. So a lot of times, as we look back here, the Spirit appears cowardice because the fear of man bringeth a snare, the book of Proverbs tells us. I've had people tell me about personal witnessing, "Well, I just don't have that gift." Well, they're right, because it's not a gift, it's a call, it's a command on every believer. So it's not, if you're looking for a gift of witnessing, the Bible doesn't talk about a gift of witnessing. It's a call that if you're saved, you have it on you. And that command, that call, you will give an account of it before God, whether you believe it or not, you will, because the Bible tells me so. Especially when I look at Ezekiel 33 and I see that person that was not warned and their blood is required at our hand because we were in the position to warn them and we did not. Now again, not all fear is bad. For example, Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather, fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." I can remember receiving a telephone call in a church that I pastored years ago. Someone was about to commit suicide, the caller told me, and would I come? So I arrived there, and the one in the house has a gun, and they're threatening to shoot anyone who would come in the house. Now, the church member who called me evidently thought that, boy, my preacher has the power of God, and that person won't be able to pull the trigger. On the other hand, they might have thought, I know how to get rid of the preacher. Well, I don't know, but either way, I decided when I got there and saw the situation to allow the SWAT team to get the glory. I'm a nice guy and things like that. You see, there are some things that's healthy to fear. And they were able to bring that to a healthy conclusion. See, it is the fear of God that should show us His power to destroy soul and body in hell. Now, that ought to make us witness to the lost soul that's headed that way. But Satan tries to fight us with timidity. It is one of his weapons. It is a carnal weapon. Timothy is warned against it because fear, timidity, is a carnal weapon that Satan likes to use. So that is one of the gifts that God doesn't give. He does not give fear. But let's see what God does give. He gives us the spirit of power. Now, power is from the Greek word dunamis, from which we get our word dynamite. It means inherent power, with the idea of being able or capable. The word us is used in this verse, and we think first of this being addressed to a pastor, and therefore it's not for most of us, but no, this is inclusive. He's saying, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. It's for every saved person. So it does apply to all. Yet, God supplies all his children. In Jude, verses 1 and 2, we read this. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Now, we see the Trinity here is active in the life of every believer as you look at Jude verses 1 and 2. That word sanctified, sanctified by God, speaking of the Father, means to set apart. You personally are set apart by God the Father personally for sacred use. He has a specific will for you, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh, yes, my friend, God has specific things for you to fulfill, only for you to fulfill.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.